Voice of the Cape Drive Time. Welcome back to the show. 07238-0712 is our WhatsApp number. Feel free to query, comment or criticize. The representatives of Yemen's warring parties met on a ship in the Red Sea last week to discuss the stalled truce agreement for the contested port city of Hodeidah. Hodeidah is important because all of the aid for Yemen comes through that port. Retired Dutch General Patrick Comer chaired the meeting on board a United Nations vessel off the Yemeni coast over the weekend after the Houthis refused to hold talks in government-held areas. To give us an understanding of where the ceasefire has gone to and the future of it right now is Nasser Arabi, a well-known Yemeni filmmaker and journalist. Nasser, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
What is the latest on the situation, the ceasefire for Hodeidah? Very important that there is a ceasefire. Are we going to see one? Yesterday, I do believe there were meant to be further talks on the ceasefire. How far have they progressed?
Until now, there is no concrete progress that can be reported. They have been going nowhere for about 40 days about the ceasefire in Hodeidah, about the withdrawal of the forces, about the redeploying of the forces. The news only happened yesterday that they held a meeting on a UN ship off the Red Sea. This is the only thing. And the second thing that can be reported as new is that a new UN chief monitor has arrived today to Sana'a to replace the Dutch general, Patrick Kamert. This one who is replacing Kamert is Danish general called Michael Lollesgaard. So only these things that can be reported as new things. But the ceasefire in Hodeidah is still very fragile, and it is faltering, and it could collapse any time. And of course, if it collapsed, it would mean the collapse of the peace process in Yemen, not only in Hodeidah, because the place is very, very important and very critical to more comprehensive peace and more comprehensive ceasefire.
Is part of the problem, particularly for Hodeidah, the seaport, that both parties cannot agree on who should actually control the port if, for argument's sake, they were to withdraw and allow this corridor to come into Yemen, and as you say, of course, be part of a far wider peace process? Is the biggest problem now purely a political one, that the one party doesn't want to back down on anything?
Yes, the most important thing that is not clear in the Stockholm Agreement that is being implemented now in Hodeidah, supposedly, is the ceasefire in Hodeidah means withdrawal of all the forces, which means the forces of Houthi withdraw from inside the city and the port, and the Saudi Emirati forces withdraw from the southern outskirts of the city. This is very clear in the Stockholm Agreement, which is a very basic for more comprehensive ceasefire and more comprehensive peace, as I told you. So, it was not clear. What was not clear in that agreement is who would run the city and who would run the boats, and to what extent the forces of Houthi and the forces of Saudi and the Emirati forces, to what extent they should withdraw and where exactly they they should redeploy. They should be redeployed. So these things are very sticky and very, very critical and very important. So if the new general now, the Danish general Michael Lollesjart, who has arrived today to replace Mr. Kammer, the Dutch general, Mr. Kammer, if he comes with these things being answered, who would run the city and who to where the forces could withdraw and be redeployed, I think he would make bridges. Otherwise, he would not. And there is one more thing that your audience must know, which is, it's not, I mean, Houthi would never, ever accept the Saudi Emirati forces to run the city, and likewise, the Saudi Emirati forces would not accept Houthi to run the city, which means compromises and concessions must be there, which means also that joint authority or joint forces is the only thing that can run the city and the port after the withdrawal of the forces. All forces from all sides, from the city and from the port and from the outskirts of the city.
So let's hope that things do progress, and as Nasser has wisely pointed out, a joint solution is the only one for Hodeidah, which is the key to peace in Yemen right now. There's a new general, a new United Nations overseer. The Dutch one has left. There's a new one. And let's hope that progress can be made on the troubled Yemeni landscape. Nasser Arabi talking to us live from Sana'a. Shukran, thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Drive Time 91.3. Always.